B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
This is why people have so much trouble, you know, losing weight and eating healthy and stuff like that. Because for every story, by the way, it's the Get Up Crew. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, Leroy. It's Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. Anyway, for every story that you hear where, you know, milk's good for you and the next day is, no, actually milk's bad for you. And eggs, eat eggs, they're good for you. Nope, don't eat eggs, they're bad for you. People get confused because, God forbid, I miss a news report.
I'm going to eat it.
Is this banana good for me today? Is it good for me today? Well, maybe it'll be good for me tomorrow. Anyway.
What's next?
Are you ready for this? But, like, the one thing that they always, you know, agree on, they're like, listen, the one thing, this might be good one, this might be good. You want to be healthy. You want to live a long time. Don't eat fast food because that'll kill you. Why did I just see a story about a man who has had a Big Mac a day?
Oh, yes.
For 50 years.
5-0. Every day.
He's eaten, Pebbles, he's missed 8 days. He literally, the guy's a nerd. He's kept a receipt of every Big Mac he's ever bought, right? He tasted his first one in 1972. He said he fell in love. He goes, I'm going to eat this for the rest of my life.
Blame him.
Yeah. He's had a Big Mac a day every day. The only time he missed is because a couple of times, I think there was a snowstorm or something, and mm-hmm. the McDonald's close to him, because the guy's from Wisconsin. It's not like here. If we miss one McDonald's, drive for 5 minutes, we're going to find another one. He's in Wisconsin, in the middle of nowhere. The McDonald's he goes to was closed a couple times because of snowstorms. And another time was out of respect because his mom died, and I don't know. Aww. Somehow he was like, I'm going to abstain from my Big Mac. But other than that, for 50 years, he's had at least, because a lot of times he goes multiple times, at least a Big Mac a day. The dude's 68, and he's still alive. He doesn't have...
I was going to ask you if there's a picture.
He doesn't look like he works out at a CrossFit, but I mean, he's not... What would you think he would look like? If I told you a man has had at least a Big Mac a day, every day. For 50, and this, by the way, he gets like the meal. He'll get like a Big Mac, the fries, the soda, consistently.
I'm thinking like a cross between maybe SpongeBob and Homer Simpson.
Oh, jeez.
And a pear. Am I right or am I close?
He looks more like.
Give him a doppelganger, like a celebrity.
I have a question.
Oh God.
A doppelganger,
yeah.
A celebrity doppelganger. Okay, it would pro. I mean, look, he looks like a really, really nerdy math teacher who probably needs to retire.
Let me see.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Not like...
He looks good.
You know, he's skinny fat. He got the belly.
Listen.
But, like, he's not an attractive man, but he's not... What I'm trying to say is he's not
he'd
like...
He'd be attractive without the Big Mac. Unattractive without the Big Macs, though.
Exactly. Exactly. He doesn't look like the type of guy that you're like, bro, you gotta lay off the... Like, you would never look at him and go, lay off the Big Macs.
Not at all.
He looks like a 68-year-old nerd. You know what I'm saying?
What else does he eat? Does he say what he eats for the rest of the day?
I doubt he's balancing it out with
because you know I had to look up the calories.
Yeah.
And then Ramiro, I have a question for you.
I don't have the rest of his diet, Pebbles. Again, I don't think
only because you asked like, and I'm looking at how many are in that meal. How many calories? What would you guess
in a Big Mac?
It's a lot less than you think.
I would guess 1,200.
Well, it's more than the calories, but I'm going to guess about 1,600.
No, it is 1,080 calories.
Right.
Wow.
That was close.
But it's more than calories. It's just he's just putting crap in his body.
When was the last time, Ramiro, you had a Big Mac?
A Big Mac?
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, see, that's unfair. You need to ask me when was the last time I had McDonald's, because I on a regular, I didn't eat Big Macs.
Oh, all right. So when was the last time you had McDonald's?
So you're asking me the last time I had a quarter pounder with cheese?
Sure.
Double quarter pounder with cheese. Add some bacon.
Wow, it sounds so specific. I feel like it might have been 2 weeks ago.
With a side of nuggets? That used to be my go-to.
Sweet and sour, or what do you do?
No, I go barbecue sauce.
Okay. Didn't you wrap them in cheese, too?
Yo, if you haven't had a nugget rack and cheese, you haven't lived.
Yeah.
You haven't lived. But honestly, I couldn't even tell you. It's been years. Oh, honestly, okay. Yeah. Right. But when I did, I have a little bit of a, you know, all or nothing mentality. Like, I have trouble pacing myself with certain things.
I haven't had one in years, but I still remember that taste.
Yeah.
Like I had it yesterday.
They're very good.
Yeah.
I like to. So I think sometimes like the Big Mac itself is too big. So what I'll do is I'll get a quarter pounder, but I'll tell them to put the Big Mac sauce on it.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No. So it's a little smaller, but you're still getting a somewhat similar taste.
I like that idea.
You don't get
like
the middle. You don't get the two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
One's good.
Pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.